Merit Rules and Administration Committee to order. At our meeting last week, I brought up the that I would like to discuss an amendment to the non-discrimination and anti-harassment policy. That amendment and a copy of the hearing procedure is in your packet. I'm going to read here for a minute, maybe. So the Senate has spent a lot of time the last year revising the Minnesota Senate non-discrimination and anti-harassment policy. You can find the document that was approved by this committee on September 13th, 2022 on the Senate website. The first page after the title page says that the Minnesota Senate's objective is to create a work environment free from harassment and discrimination. Every member and employee of the Minnesota Senate is responsible for contributing to a respectful workplace. The Senate does not tolerate discrimination or harassment, and every effort is made to resolve every complaint in the most effective, discreet, and restorative manner possible. I wanted to read that statement because the work group put a lot of time into reviewing this policy. Former Senator Kiffmeyer and I literally went line by line on this policy, and that we liked the purpose statement. I appreciate all the work that everybody put into it on the committee. Where did my notes go? So we agreed, I would say, on 99% of the policy. One of the areas that continued to have some disagreement was this hearing procedure. And we stated in the past that we believe this hearing procedure would be a chilling effect. The investigator said that to her, I don't know if it was a her, so to their knowledge, it was a her, to her knowledge, no other policy. She was not aware of any other policy that contained a similar hearing process. She suggested eliminating the right to a hearing and instead providing an alternative administrative appeal, so it is an added layer of due process. The investigator said the prospect of a formal hearing would be intimidating and present a significant barrier to many who may otherwise report workplace concerns. She also said that hearings are costly, time-consuming, and an adversarial process when investigations could achieve the same outcome with a more impartial fact-finding and appropriate resolution. So I mentioned that I would like to bring up this amendment. So I think we laid it, I know I laid it on the table. So at this point, I will ask Senator Frentz to move to remove the amendment from the table.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Any questions, members? Senator Johnson.
Thank you. And you've done a nice job of laying out the foundation for why we're doing this today. One other question that I have, and I don't know if it's appropriate, who it should be geared towards, but has this hearing procedure, it's been in our books for some time, has it been a procedure that has been used in the history of our body?
Thank you, Senator Johnson. So I was on a work group probably in 2018 and 19 that also worked on this, and at that time we added, I don't believe it was a process, we had the hearing procedure process before that, it was added at that time. To my knowledge, it has never been used. Nicole Miner from Human Resources here is shaking her head. No, it has never been used in the Senate. And I can point out, if people are online, the hearing procedure is on page 21. And if you're discussing the appeals process, that is outlined on page 22. Senator Limmer earlier asked about because in the hearing procedure, it does state that attorney's fees and other expenses will not be paid by the Senate. That is also discussed in other places in the document. There is a box on basically page 3 of the documents that states what to do if you believe you have experienced discrimination or harassment. Again, the work group thought that this would be important to leave it there, to put the box around it, so we highlight it. And it literally tells, like, the individual what they should do, who to make a complaint to. And then it also specifically outlines, and we thought that it should do this, that people have the ability to contact the Human Rights Department or the Equal Opportunity Commission, and that they also may consult an attorney at their own expense. So we wanted to put that out there. It also says that they can receive confidential support from the Employee Assistance Program that is offered through the state of Minnesota. So I want to just put that out there. So any other questions, members? All right, so Senator Frantz moved to bring the bill back off the table or move the motion amendment off the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion passes. So on the underlying amendment, are there any other questions? Okay, with that, Senator Murphy, would you move to adopt the, I don't know if it's titled the A1 amendment, but it is the amendment in our packet, the A1 amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do move the A1 amendment, which would strike Section L from the procedure, and I'd ask for your support.
And it also says any other terms related to Section L in the document. With that, any questions, members? Senator Marty?
Madam Chair, I just want to say I think it's about time we get rid of this. I think the consultant was pretty clear on how this stands out as a barrier to people, so I appreciate your move to delete it.
Thank you. Any other questions, members? All right, Senator Murphy moved to adopt the A1 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. With that, the amendment is adopted. So thank you, members, for the quick discussion. That is all the work that we have before us. We will be in touch about another meeting. I don't see any in the near future, but we will be in touch if there is one. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Have a good day.
Yep. Thanks.